Hal, we know, again, from our patterns of care study, that in HER2 negative patients with node positive disease in the United States right now, clearly the most common regimen is those stents, AC paclitaxel. I think that's kind of your general approach in a non-protocol setting.
We certainly use that a lot for HER2 negative disease. I've seen the Memorial Group has reported, as you heard, on the AC followed by paclitaxel on the dose stent schedule with trastuzumab, and you know the data look encouraging. It must be said, though, that this is a relatively small feasibility study on the order of, I want to say, 80 patients or
that's
something
right.
like that. And we're talking about events that have an event rate on the order of 2 to 3%. So, of course, the study is terribly underpowered to actually make strong conclusions about how the safety would compare. It's certainly encouraging that it looks well. I would just pick up one of the points Dennis made about, you know, the chemotherapy versus trastuzumab effects. You know, the trump card is the trastuzumab. And it's not clear that dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel is necessarily better than the other ways that AC paclitaxel have been given in the larger trials for HER2-positive disease. And the only things that still give me a little bit of pause are that you limit your concurrent chemotherapy trastuzumab exposure to 8 weeks in that setting. We don't know if that really would be any different from the 12 weeks as was done in the NSABP and North American intergroup studies or in the BCIRG-006 trial. But I think that is a theoretical concern that isn't a totally trivial one because it may be that the duration of concurrent therapy actually might be important. So I don't know that one necessarily needs to give the dose dense chemotherapy with trastuzumab.
I kind of was thinking from the flip side, you see a person for a second opinion, and first opinion has recommended dose dense AC, paclitaxel, trastuzumab. Do you say to the patient, that's okay, or, you know, I don't think that's a good idea?
Well, the only people who give dose dense AC paclitaxel with trastuzumab all the time are from Memorial, and so we would never second guess one of their opinions. No, I think that you just need to be candid with people and say, you know, there are these limited data in support of the regimen in terms of its feasibility. It is a shorter course of chemotherapy, which is appealing to many patients. It's not something that we routinely offer outside of a trial.